Hello?
Good afternoon. Is this Marty?
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Right.
I was circling back with you in regards to the handyman position for Baton Rouge and surrounding areas on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
You asked me to give you a call at this time.
I did.
I know you just had to move some things around.
I did.
Okay. So I have to create your account. There is a general setup process to this, Marty. So what we do is we create your Google business profile first. That's what people are actually going to see on the first page of Google. So it'll say like Cardinal Lawn Care. It'll have your reviews, your address, your phone number. And then we'll set up a time to do a client interview with you tomorrow. Usually the client interviews take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour during that call. And they're going to want to go over all the services that you want to be listed for, how you want your website to look, as well as the areas that we target. If there's parts of Louisiana that you don't want to go to, we can actually exclude them from you being marketed there or seen on the first page for those territories. So it's really about customizing it and making sure we're bringing you the ideal customer for you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I got to create the Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed, Marty. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 318.
You know, I have a 225 number, but the phone is just ate up with robocalls. I bought this phone to use for the business. The other one, and it's just ate up with robocalls. I can't make, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Yeah, it's not a good number to use. We can provide you with a Google Voice tracking number. It's no extra cost. It's just something that we do for clients in your situation that you're explaining to me now. And what that does is it displays a different number on Google, but it actually is going to... It's actually going to call your phone in real time as they're placing the call. But what we do is we have you save that number in your actual phone as lead or prospect. So that way when they dial that number off the first page of Google, your caller ID system is letting you know that that's a Google lead rather than a robocall or something else that you might confuse it for or decline the call.
Oh.
Yeah, then you could potentially get rid of that secondary business phone altogether, because then you just have that one personal phone, but then the business calls that are coming through it will be identified as business calls with your Google Voice number.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, for now, how about if I just continue to use the 318?
Okay. You want to go 318-936-4326?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. You don't want the Google Voice number right now, or do you just want us to set that up going to the 318-936-4326 number?
So what do? You give me a number that'll go to the 318?
Yeah, exactly. So all your listings online that we create for you will have a different phone number. It'll be the Google Voice number. But when people call it, it'll just call your 318 number in live time. And then we'll have you save that actual Google Voice number to your phone as lead or however you want to name it. So that way you're able to identify on your caller ID when these calls come through that it's actually a lead or a job opportunity.
Well, now, if I, you know, I was just concerned that a different area code might deter.
Oh, no, it'll have the same area code. It'll have a Baton Rouge area code. It'll be a local number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At no extra cost?
No extra cost. It's a gift from us to you, you know. It's a business relationship, so we want you to succeed too, Marty. If we could provide you some of these tools, sure, we might lose a little bit of money on it, but it's like, who cares? In the grand scheme of things, we may end up working together for years. That's really what we're interested in. So the money it'll take care of itself over time.
Okay. And look, you know, I have the I have the lawn business.
Mm-hmm.
But, is there some way that I could kind of focus on, like fences and decks?
Absolutely. You're in the handyman category, actually. So we had your business listed under. So you could be listed for fences, decks, you know, various different services. We list you for 15 different services at a time, and you'll be able to actually hand select those in your interview.
Right.
Tomorrow. So they'll have recommendations, but you have final say. So you tell us, hey, I'm looking to target decks and fences. Well, one of your main keywords will be like deck builder, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So anytime somebody types in deck builder, they're seeing your company on the first page as a top recommended option with all your reviews and everything.
Oh, as steel a handyman, because it's kind of in there, huh?
Steel handyman, you said?
No.
Handyman would be there as well. Yep. Handyman. You'll still be able to target lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping, landscape design, decks, fences. Those are all options for you. So the whole point is there's 15 total. So maybe your homework this evening would be like, hey, these are the definitive 15 keywords I want to run with. And we could give that to the rep during the interview tomorrow. Or you can kind of collaborate with that rep and say, hey, you know, do you see traffic for people looking for decks in this area? Because we have a system called Google Analytics, and it lets you see how many times each service has been searched in certain areas. So that way we're not listing you for things that people aren't known to look for. You know, we want to make sure we're putting you in a position to actually get calls and jobs.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we use the tech to our advantage to bring those customers in for you. And then we know the only way our customers or you as the business owner is going to keep using us each month is if we get in there and make sure you're getting calls and making money, you know?
Right. Yep. I'm doing pretty good in the lawn business, but it's like money from a shotgun. It's just money everywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody
gets in business to break even, you know? You want something that's just
substantial. Indeed. I need those, you know, like three fences a month, two decks a month, in there also.
Two decks a month. Cool. Okay.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, it's easily doable. So you're not going to be limited on this. Like, you'll be listed for fences, you'll be listed for decks. There might come a time where you get four decks and no fences. There might be a time where you get four fences, no decks. You know, it could be two of each, you know. So it's really based on what's actually out there in the world. We're not making up some kind of lead. We're throwing you the jobs. It's literally just, hey, you know, people are finding you. If they are searching for your services, we make sure that they're seeing you and you're in those conversations. Right now, you're not in any fence decking conversations within 40 miles of you. So you're going to go from none of them seeing Cardinal Lawn Care to all of them seeing lawn care or Cardinal Lawn Care on a regular basis. So
good deal. All right. What do you think today?
So I'm going to create this profile. Is Marty short for Martin? You just like to go by Marty?
No, it's short for my grandfather's name.
Oh.
His name was Martin. I'm just plain Marty.
Okay, Marty. And then what's your last name, Marty?
Ezernak. Ezernak.
Okay, and you're the sole owner of Cardinal Lawn Care?
Yeah.
All right. What's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing as well as with a receipt.
Okay. It is Marty E, M-A-R-T-Y, E. 708@gmail.com.
Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed on Google?
Probably like 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay. And is that going to be Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I do work the weekends.
Okay. So we'll go 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday, or do you work Sundays also?
No. I mean, Sunday I do, but by that time, you know, I kind of like to wind down.
Yeah, I'll put Sundays by appointment only. That way they could call you, but if you're going to help them out, it's up to you. Most likely they'll just get scheduled out for a better day.
Good deal.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and save. All right, we're looking good here, Marty. And then
wait a minute. No, cards, no.
Oh, no cards. Okay.
I'm not set up to do that.
Okay, no cards accepted. That's totally fine.
I take like Venmo and Cash App.
Yeah, those are different digital payments. I'll let you hash it out with them. I'll just put cash, check, and other payments available, and then you guys can work it out from there.
Good deal.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. That's how they get you that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and this is kind of like your center point. For where you're going to go as far as like a radius. If you say, hey, I want to cover 20, 30, 40 miles with the campaign, this will be like the center area. They also do this on any business that gets verified on Google as an actual company. So what's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
127.
121. 21.
East Glen Haven.
East Glen Haven, Baton Rouge. Oh, Glen Haven's all one word, right?
Yep.
Okay, and 70815, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then do you want me to hide this address online? It's not something that has to be displayed if you don't want it displayed.
Yeah, let's not, because it's a private residence. I'm looking for a brick and mortar building, but yeah, my private at. It's my private resident.
Got it. Okay. So I'll have the address hidden. It will still say Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815. Is that okay?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I got your business profile created. We will need to buy a domain name for you, like a cardinallawncare.com. Hopefully that one's available. If not, we'd have to go with like a cardinallawncarela.com. Or .net potentially, but we will get that for you. And then that's just a part of the service, so that won't be any extra charge either. But do you have a logo for the company yet, or maybe pictures of the stuff that you've done in the past?
No, I don't. Well, of course, I use the cardinal bird. I mean, I have in the past, but
Yeah, that one's tricky, though, because there's so many logos out there with cardinals, you know. Do you have, like, a Facebook page or anything like that where you documented work that you've done in the past?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll see what we can do about helping you
get a logo. So I'll put needs help developing logo. We just want to make sure you get a logo that's not breaking any copyright laws. So needs help developing logo. That's important. We want to be able to brand you, but not have to worry about somebody popping up out of the woods a couple months later saying, hey, you know, take all this stuff down. It belongs to me. Yeah, that'd be bad.
I looked into it a few years ago, and I was free and clear for that.
Yeah, for the logo?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, a cardinal is kind of something that's hard to trademark since it's actually an animal. I think there's different ruling that comes into play there, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to send you my direct number.
Hey, listen, it could also be like cardinal directions. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, like the business name?
Well, I mean, just in theory, it doesn't have to be an animal. It could be a concept, you know, like north, south, east, and west.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be cardinal.
And, you know, kind of use like a, you know, a cardinal diagram in the logo.
In the potential logo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to notate this on your profile. They're going to have to look into it. Like I said, nothing's going to be set in stone, but what they'll do is they'll come up with a couple different options. They'll send them over to you in an email, and they'll send you a text letting you know that email's there, and then you could pull them up on your computer or on your mobile device there and kind of hand select what route you want to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll brainstorm it, though. We'll make sure that we have something nailed down. Not only when we get the website and everything up and running, it's professional. And looks
right.
Clean and clear.
You know, like on farmhouses and everything, they get
the top.
Yeah, the top. They get a rooster on top of a, you know, the cardinal symbol.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just forgot it was called a cardinal. That's what threw me off. For me, I just go compass, you know, I go, okay, compass. Yeah. It looks like you see that on every single compass, but that's actually the name for a cardinal direction or a cardinal compass.
I was thinking perhaps we could make our bird exclusive by being on a compass.
Ah, so it's a cardinal on a cardinal.
Mm-hmm. Cardinal direction, cardinal line, cardinal
on a cardinal compass.
Or something. Yeah, cardinal compass. Do you know why I use that?
Why do you use that?
I was a surveyor for 30 years, and before the internet was popular, I stood behind an instrument. What the hell is north, south, east, and west called?
Mm.
I couldn't get, you know, and I just, and so I finally, it took years.
Mm.
It took years. Things go a lot slower without the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine, you know. Now, I'm in the generation where, you know, we're born with the phones darn near. I mean, we're the millennial generation, so we're also known for being the biggest alcoholics. They booze more than anybody. If you know any 30-year-olds or 35-year-olds, they're known for boozing.
Really?
Yeah, that we just earned that title recently, but
I went to school and such.
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand though, because you know you don't have to be so smart and worry about getting lost and things like that when everybody's got a phone in their pocket in my generation. So they kind of get belligerent and then go, "Hey, call me a car," to their phone, and then some guy comes pulling up for $10, drives them home.
I never thought of it that way, so.
Yeah, our generation is just spoiled with the technology, but I think it also makes them take more risks and get a little crazier without the fear of something getting lost or disappearing, you know. Back in the olden days, if you didn't have that and you got too drunk, you might fall asleep next to a tree and wake up there in the morning. Yeah. Nowadays that doesn't happen, so people get crazy. All right, so I have your profile created here. Now I want to schedule a client interview appointment where we could sit down with you. I've already heavily notated that we want to focus on the decks and fences and get some ideas going as far as your logo. But this interview is going to be focused on, like I said, nailing down those 15 keywords that you want to target and the areas that you want to target, and then also picking your brain a little bit more on how you want the website to look once it's completed. So usually it's about a 30 to 45 minute phone call, Marty, but we ask for an hour just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow?
It's up to you, man. I've got some things to do, but I'm going to be kind of close to the phone.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if we can make this a priority, especially this first call, because that's where we're going to do a lot of the heavy lifting as far as customizing and making your business an actual entity online. So let's see here. We got, how about noon tomorrow? Does that work?
That'll be fine. Yeah.
Noon? Okay. All right. So let me set you up here for noon. It's going to be between 12 and 1. And do you text message at all?
I do.
Okay.
It's
perfect.
My best
so,
form of communication.
And me too. Me too. I'm like, don't call me. Just, just send me a message, honey. I'll figure it out.
Robocalls.
Oh yeah, those are the worst. I think that's part of the reason why I if it's not a number I don't recognize, and you know, I'm worried about an emergency, I usually don't answer it.
Don't crack them.
Yeah, you gotta be careful nowadays. Okay, so I'm gonna text you 1 hour before though. That's why I mentioned that. So I'm gonna set it up where it's gonna send you an email invitation to the appointment for tomorrow at 12, but it'll also send you a text 1 hour before, just so you don't forget, or if something pops up, we have the opportunity to reschedule it for you.
Right. Okay.
All right. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment of the $249, and we are good to go until the interview tomorrow at noon. So how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
A Visa debit.
Okay. Now, does this just say Marty Ezernak on it, or is there any middle initial?
D, Marty D.
Okay. And does it also say Cardinal Lawn Care?
No, it's just okay. The Regent's Visa.
Okay. I'm going to add the name on the invoice because marketing on Google, Marty, is a business expense. Some companies can't exist, like they just can't thrive nowadays without being on Google. So it's a tax write-off. You'll actually be able to write it off and get it back at the end of the year.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. And then is this 12721 Glen Haven Drive the billing address for the card as well?
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4355.
4355.
4434.
4434.
0871.
0871.
3365.
3365. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0227.
0227. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back there.
Oh boy. There he is. It's wiped off. Go with 341.
341. Okay.
I remember it. It's wiped off.
Okay. I could try to process it here. I mean, if it's not accurate, it'll go ahead and decline it and tell us the address is wrong.
Look, put another zip on that billing address for the bank because I tried to change it, but it seems like it didn't go through. I went down to the bank. I guess they kind of didn't get it.
Huh. You have one job. All right. What's the zip code?
71108.
71108. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me get this adjusted here. Now, your first month's payment is set up to process today. When the term is completed or the first month is up, it's going to automatically renew on the 12th of next month and each month moving forward, but it's going to stay in this discounted price that I gave you. Remember I told you that earlier today? I'd locked you in at that $249. Okay, so as promised, you get the same pricing structure. That won't go up or change. I've included the website for you at no extra cost. I've also included the Google Voice tracking number for your company at no extra cost, and I've waived all the setup fees. So you could discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract, but I do recommend that you give it at least 2 months since we're building a lot of this stuff from scratch. Just give it two months before you hard evaluate it for ROI. I know you're looking for those fencing numbers and those deck numbers, but give it that 60 days just because we got to go through the whole setup process. And I know if you get to the end of that 60-day marker, you'll have a long-term solution to bringing in jobs for Cardinal Lawn Care.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine.
But again, you're not contractually obligated to that 60. Okay. It's a month-to-month service, so you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that.
So, if I canceled, could I just fire it back up with a telephone call?
I mean, you could. The only issue is, and what I did for you earlier today is I put the position on a hold, so another business couldn't get it. And what happens a lot of times is guys will contact us and they'll go, hey, you know, it's winter time and there's a foot of snow on the ground. This is an example, right? I'm shutting it down for the next 3 months or whatever. And we go, okay, you know, we could give you a month or two. And then if you don't activate it at the end of that period, then it opens up for another competing company in your area to go ahead and snatch that placement. So we do try to work with you, but it's not always going to, you know, you can't shut it down and then 6 months just call up and reactivate and put yourself back up there, because we have to have a spot open. But we have had situations where guys are, you know, hey, they shut it down and then they'll call us 6 months later. And maybe they shut it down because they were already booked for 6 months from all the jobs that they've piled up. And they'll call us up 6 months later, reactivate it. And we go, hey, we already got a company there, but we can put you at the top of the list.
That would be really nice, about 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. We work with you. We work with you. That, you know, that does happen a lot of times. Like one of my good friends, we did it for his roofing company, and they had gotten booked up clear through the summer. They were booked up through the summer by March. So it was like, okay, he was like, I'm not going to keep paying. I mean, he was paying $2,500 a month. He had a huge roofing campaign on Google. But he's like, I'm not going to keep paying him because we're not even going to be able to answer any leads and jobs that you guys bring in anyway. We're just going to be turning them down. So he had shut it off, and then he went back to reactivate it. We couldn't get him in right away, but after about a month, a spot opened up, and I was able to get him back up and running. So that was last year.
Right.
Yeah. So we work with you. You know, that's the difference between our company is you're talking with people all the time. You're not going to be sent to some automated machine where you got to try to figure it out. You could just talk to them and explain what's going on, and we'll assist you as best we can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sounds good. So I just wait on my little text and talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me, here, I'll try to process this payment. If the payment goes through, you'll start getting these text message notifications, like saying, welcome aboard. There'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. Your homework for this evening is basically just to sign off on the outline of the agreement in writing, and then be available for the client interview tomorrow. I have scheduled between 12 and 1.
That sign off is coming in through an email?
It's going to be emailed and texted.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to come through both. We always send to both unless you tell us you want to do one or the other.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
So if that's coming through now, your payment did clear, just so you know. So you'll get those here shortly, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at noon. Like I said, I'm going to send you a text message reminder about 11, too, so you don't forget.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Marty.
Text. Okay,
yep,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to getting you rocking and rolling. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.